They went out of their way to say they didn't matter, David says, but the med student turned patient would prove he was on to something. Patients pick up on things no one else sees, he says. Castleman disease struck David 4 more times over the next 3 years, with hospitalizations that ranged from weeks to months. He stayed alive only through intense chemotherapy carpet bombing campaigns. During one relapse at a Duke University hospital, his family called in a priest to give him last rites. After all the setbacks, all the organ failure, all the chemo, David worried that his body would simply break. Yet despite it all, he managed to graduate from medical school. He also founded the Castleman Disease Collaborative Network, CDCN, a global initiative devoted to fighting Castleman disease. Through the CDCN, he began bringing the world's top Castleman disease researchers together for meetings in the same room. His group worked with doctors and researchers, as well as patients, to prioritize the studies that needed to be done soonest. Rather than hoping for the right researchers to apply for grants, they recruited the best researchers to investigate Castleman. David also prioritized clinical trials that repurposed drugs the FDA had already approved as safe, rather than starting from scratch with new compounds. Meanwhile, he never knew whether the next recurrence would finally kill him. Staving off relapses meant flying to North Carolina every 3 weeks to receive chemotherapy treatments. Even so, he proposed to his college sweetheart, handing her a letter written by his niece that said, in part, "I'm a really good flower girl." "The disease wasn't a hindrance to me," says his now wife, Caitlin Fagenbaum. "I just wanted to be together." But in late 2013, Castleman struck again, landing David in that Arkansas hospital. It marked his closest brush with death yet. Before he and Caitlin could send out their Save the Date postcards, David set out to try to save his own life. After examining his medical charts, he zeroed in on an idea that more than 60 years after Castleman disease was discovered, researchers hadn't yet explored.